Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. Kaya Biz.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya959.
Craig Gradage, co-founder and financial planner at Gradage Mahura Investments, joins us now to give us more insight into the unwinding of MTN Zakhele Futhi. Mr. Gradage, such a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Googs, yes. I don't know if you can hear me.
Fantastic. Yes, we can. We pushed the button. We moved the fader up. The technical gremlins got scared and went away. So we're glad that we can hear you. But Craig, I was just reflecting Fantastic. On how long we've actually been having this conversation for. You actually helped me understand the concept of BEE empowerment schemes when I started my career a few years ago. And I think it's so important for us just to reflect on the number of BEE investment schemes. But in the context and in light of MTN Zakhele Futhi, we also need to understand the interesting nuance around the potential, the extension of the scheme to make sure that investors weren't left under the water.
Okay, so yeah, the scheme was extended when it came to its original intended sort of maturity, which was late last year. And at that point, the scheme was effectively underwater. The MTN share price was trading below 90 rand a share at the time. Mm-hmm. And given the value of the debt that MTN Zakhele held at the time, shareholders would have gotten nothing out of the deal. Mm-hmm. In fact, Zakhele wouldn't have had enough to settle all its debts in full.
Got you. And maybe, however, Craig, that's also important for us just to emphasize, like, typically how this is, how this deal is typically structured in terms of the access to debt to ensure that there's enough liquidity and capital for BEE schemes to be successful.
Yes, so you're talking about this deal in particular. The deal had a bit of equity from the public, so the public gave money to buy their shares. Zakhele then itself took on debt in the form of pref shares. So they went to banks and got loan funding to the tune of, I think, 3 billion, if I remember correctly. And then they also got funding from MTN itself in the form of notional vendor funding.
Yes.
And that is what today's announcement was about. Was the unwinding of that notional vendor funding arrangement. The way notional vendor funding works is, so MTN's Zakhele Futhi didn't have enough money to buy, enough MTN shares. So what MTN did is they gave them a certain number of shares, mm-hmm. and those shares had a value of about 3 billion. And I think they charged them something like 3,000 rand for those shares. And the loan is effectively the difference between the value of the shares and what Zakhele Futhi paid for those shares.
Yes.
And that loan grew with interest. And today, Zakhele Futhi unwound that deal by selling roughly 50.5 million MTN ordinary shares, mm-hmm. or 50.5 million ordinary MTN ordinary shares to the value of 6.4 billion. Mm-hmm. So, after they've done that, there I think it was like just over close on 2.5 million MTN shares still left inside MTN Zakhele. And when you divide the value of those shares by the number of Zakhele shares, you get to an approximate value of between 20 and 22 rand a share.
Got you. And I'm glad that you've helped us simplify it further, just that everybody understands the importance of the notional vendor finding, essentially to make sure that there's enough money in the kitty to have exposure to buying shares within this business. I like to think it's simply put, you know, we have group savings, we have a shortfall to buy enough of the business, and as a result, we go to the bank. Yeah. And as you've described, you have to pay off the bank first before we can enjoy our dividends. And that's exactly what's essentially happening here. And that's where the issue of contention lies. The valuation of the net asset value of the remaining as MTN Zakhele Futhi shares. Contextualize this for us, because looking at the SENS announcement, it says on average the value of the share could be between 20 and 22 rand 50 based on the number of MTN Zakhele ordinary shares that are currently in issue. How would you summarize the performance of this particular empowerment deal?
Well, if you went in on day one, you would have paid 20 rand a share.
Mm-hmm.
So you, depending on how this deal unwinds, you may actually be getting slightly less than your money back.
Ooh.
Because if it unwinds in the form of a dividend payout, well, there would be dividends withholding tax that would fall due. So, yeah, look, it's been a poor performer. It's not the first time ABE shares performed poorly. We saw that with, was it Valco Zani?
Yes.
That was,
by Multi-Choices.
You know, the Multi-Choices.
That
was
Naspers.
Huh?
Naspers, got you.
Media 24, yes. And then actually the worst case scenario played out for investors in EM Tlaba and Lumisa, which were African banks, two deals.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I mean, people are still investing in shares. It's still equity investing. It still comes with the risk of investing in shares. Arguably, there's more risk because of the debt that's involved. However, if you had, you know, invested in, you know, taken a stake in all the deals that came along, you would have done incredibly well from the likes of Putumanati and Yebo Yetu and some of the other deals, that these ones where you got sort of a fairly ordinary return or no return, or actually you lost all your capital.
Mm.
You would have more than made up for those disappointments by the ones that did incredibly well. Tembeka Capital was also one of those where you got in excess of 1,000% return.
Got you. And you're quite right. There are a few that have done incredibly well and others that have continued to struggle. Craig, I can tell you, responding as a certified financial planner, as you are, because ultimately there's risk associated with these kind of investments. Lots of questions have been raised around the structure, but we do see that there's, I guess, a diminishing level of activity when it comes to BEE investment schemes. Let's talk to the individual who is going to cash in on their money once this does become unwound. Help us understand the costs and implications and even taxes we need to be mindful of, because I think it's so critical that you touched on dividends withholding tax. Essentially, this is our hard-earned money being put to work, might not come with a great return, but it's not exempt from any taxes. Talk us through that so that we have that in our understanding as investors.
Yeah. So if I can just go back to the deal structure, the notional vendor funding, it didn't work this time. But in the case where, you know, the deal kind of closed underwater, Zakhele could have walked away and MTN could have taken a loss. Mm. So these deal structures, yet they designed in a way to protect investors, that there's debt that gives them more exposure than they could afford with their contribution.
Yes.
However, things don't always work out, so we need to be cognizant of that. It's a bit too early to speak about the tax implications because we don't have the details of how the deal will unwind.
Okay.
So some investors could be selling in the open market now. There's a trading platform where you can go and sell your MTN Zakhele Futhi shares. I think they're trading around 16, 17 rand. So depending on what you paid for your shares, you either made a capital gain or a capital loss. If you made a capital gain, well, there's capital gains tax.
Mm-hmm.
In the event that, you know, the directors of Zakhele Futhi decide to pay out like a special dividend, you know, once they've sold all the shares, then such dividend would be subject to dividends withholding tax. But we would need to get all those details in due course. We don't know what price they will achieve for the shares. I think your previous guest was speaking quite fondly of MTN as an investment case. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we see some of that coming through in the short term in the price, you know, well, maybe they get closer to 25 rand a share or something like that. We don't know. So the best is just to kind of play the hand as it's dealt.
Got you.
But there could be some kind of either capital gain event or dividends withholdings tax or something like that. But it will depend on what people paid for the issues.
100%. Craig, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. It's informative, it's educational, and it's practical for us as retail investors. Thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Chris. Always a pleasure.
Craig Gradage is a co-founder and financial planner at Gradage Mahura Investments, helping us understand the latest update of the MTN Zakhele Futhi BEE empowerment scheme, essentially being unwound, and this time making sure that it's paid off what has been due to its funders and creditors who have provided the leverage for this deal. You're listening to Kaya Biz. If you have any questions, feedback or comments as an investor of MTN Zakhele Futhi or any other BEE investment scheme, share your thoughts and experience with us.
Say what you're thinking.
WhatsApp, Google it on 4P.
063-688-0959.
Kaya Biz.
On the street, on
the air. Yeah, I'm going to understand the mashes of MTN Zakhele. We bought those shares and as number 2010, number 2009, and we bought for 15,000 rands. So I don't know what in Ibona Ranjan, what in Pagami Mali, New Washington Ranjan, the Mashes, yeah, Antandi Malzame, Taliban doing way Kuku. Yeah, and this season is Cherutsen Zanjananj.
Yeah. Siyabong, in your voice note, yakho. And thank you so much for getting in touch. I want to tell you, Guti, MTN Zakhele 40 is the extension of what we saw from MTN Zakhele. So, mhlambi imali yakho Wi-Fi 2009, 2010, MTN Zakhele itself would have been unwound. If you didn't claim your money then, it would have gone into MTN Zakhele 40. I do want to strongly encourage you to go to the website. Nathi sizoxhumanisa nabantu base MTN Zakhele 40. We had reached out to them to get feedback and details. For the moment, they haven't been able to respond to us with an interview, but I'm assuming they're just looking to settle the payment of the necessary financing and then they'll give us feedback. But Bapsia, what we'll do is keep your details on record, keep you updated as well on MTN Zakhele Futhi and the process going forward. I want to encourage you to log on to the website, double check, put in your ID number, that you have all the necessary details and you can track and trace your shares. The JSE also has something similar. If you go onto the JSE's website, we've spoken to them before, and they also have a platform where just by simply typing in your ID number, your name and initials, even if it's of a loved one who is already deceased an elder in your family, this will help you track and trace if you have any unclaimed dividends. So in this case, it will help specifically with MTN Zakhele Futhi. So please do be sure to do that. Let's hear from Mubulawa Karadzianga.
Hi, this is Goose. Saying Trump is unhappy is an understatement. The man threw an F-bomb right there, like poof, right there. We're like, eh, Kanti, I'm a president, I was a filter. I guess the situations that will make you be out of character. Oh, Sis Gogs, it was nice to see you. It was nice to see you. And what they've always said was affirmed, you smell really good. I know Caesar used to say that when you did the throw forward, when you were still doing drive. Yeah, today I can say, yes, you smell good. Okay, on to business now. You smell very good.
Mubulawa, thank you so much. Dolibuanga Manda. If you're wondering, Mubulawa is one of, oh man, she's basically part of the Kaya 959 family, like so many of you are. But literally on every show, Mubulawa will comment and share some feedback on the conversations we're having. And she popped by the office today. So it was wonderful seeing her. I'll share and post a picture of her on X so that you can see this amazing woman who is, I've adopted her now as my Karadzi. Karadzianga, Ndolibuanga Manda, Dotakaruba Bona. I'm getting better at this vendor thing, hey? I think just a little bit more practice and we're almost there. Well, we'll put a pause to the voice notes in just a moment. We'll come back to Big S and Kanelani in just a moment because there's important conversations that we certainly have to have as South Africans, specifically related to retirement. I know, not always a sexy or exciting topic to talk about, but it's an important one because, like it or not, we're not going to be forever young. Young at heart, maybe, but when it comes to the financial options that we need to prepare for, we need to make sure that we approach our retirement journey in a phased approach, knowing how much to invest, when to invest, how to keep track with our investments, and most importantly, making sure that the life we desire at retirement will be one that we can enjoy.
Evening, Kuku. Kuku, I don't know which I will be out of topic, but Nguzo Kulumangama shares MTN. As Kuku, I once bought my shares Mhlanga Rocks, Radisson Blue Hotel Mhlanga Rocks. I forgot when, till today, I don't know what's going on with those shares and all that. We don't have communication. Njengabantu esawathenga lawo ma shares. By that time, when they advertised those shares, they advertised them go 180 with Bob. So I don't know what's going on now.
That's a concern there. Big S, we'll definitely follow up. And I'm keen to know, did you buy the MTN Zakhele specific shares and you just happened to buy them at the hotel as a venue where they were hosting a conference? Or was there must have been some kind of stockbroker or facilitator, some kind of middleman who would have helped you to get your necessary ID documents and then follow through with the investment. But I do want to alert you, there are two ways for you just to double check your shareholding if you are invested in MTN Zakhele 40. Reach out and log on to the website directly. They do have a directory where you can check with using your ID number, share certificate, to basically identify if you are an MTN Zakhele 40 shareholder. Following that, there'll be a process that will be published in the days and weeks to come to help you understand how you can claim your money. There's also an effort by the JSC. You'd recall we've spoken to them many a times here on the show as well. It's called Claim It. And this is essentially an opportunity for you to claim your dividends or check if you, a loved one, or anyone else actually has some outstanding dividends and shares that you haven't claimed just yet. It's quick and easy. I've even done this. Unfortunately, there's nothing left, but you can check for loved ones as well, unclaimed dividends. All you need to do, punch in the necessary ID number, FICA documentation. The JSC will send you an email. And if there are any stocks, shares, dividends that you haven't claimed, they will be in touch with you. But log on to the JSE website, Claim It, or MTN Zakhele 40. It's very important that I'm directing you to these particular institutions because they can have the authority to help you. There are some players in the market, but hey man, I don't want anyone falling for a scam. So make sure that you follow through with these recognized institutions. Let's hear from Kanelani.
Good evening, Sis Kuku and the Kaya Biz team. It's not that we do not like to respond to all the things that you teach us. We learn a lot. And I, for one, my vocabulary has increased since I listened to your show. I speak languages like upward trajectory, you know.
When?
So keep on teaching us. We are learning. We are listening. It's just like this show, we are in traffic. Mm. So we are avoiding to use our phones. But we're listening to you.
Thank you so much. Kanelani, that's such a beautiful voice note. And I appreciate it. I know I often, you know, tend to rally everyone and say, share your voice notes. And I appreciate that many of you are driving and sensitive to being on the road. So your safety is definitely a priority. But that's definitely what we're here for. You know, for many people, business and financial concepts can seem so overwhelming and so heavy. And the point is, business is not boring. It's an intricate part of our day-to-day lives. Whether we're talking about retirement, when we talk about the stock market, or even health concerns that influence the fuel that we pay at the store or even the food that we happen to buy. So I'm glad. Kanelani, upward trajectory, honey. Upward trajectory. That's what we're all about here on Kaya Biz. Share your voice notes as well. You can be like Big S, Kanelani, Ubapsia, Mubulawa, and share your voice notes on 063-688-0959. A reminder, specific to MTN Zakhele 40, we have reached out to them to share their feedback. In the days to come, when they have settled the background transactions and the likes, they have committed to touching base with us to help guide MTN Zakhele 40 shareholders on the unwinding going forward. So if those questions still remain, we will be sure to address them in the days to come.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.